One of the original independent board members of Huawei Australia, the former Victorian Labor Premier John Brumby, has stepped down from the position, conceding that there is never a perfect time. He had flagged the move a year ago, but as it turns out, the announcement comes just days after charges were laid against the company by the US Department of Justice, charges alleging violation of US sanctions against Iran and stealing technology from a US telecoms firm. The indictments indicate that Huawei's CEO and CFO systematically lied to the FBI and other agencies about the matters. John Brumby has repeated the company's denials of wrongdoing. We spoke earlier.
I think the company has made a huge contribution to the Australian economy, particularly in broadband and driving down costs. But I did say, because of other work commitments, I did say a year ago that I would be leaving the board, and no time is ever perfect. But I'm also taking up the position of Chancellor at La Trobe at the end of March, and I do need to make room in terms of my work committee. So I am retiring after what's been a great 8 years with a fantastic company.
As you say, no timing is ever perfect. And of course, this is very shortly after the US laid charges against the company for violating US sanctions on Iran. What's your view of those charges?
Look, on the charges in the US, the company has made it very clear that it believes that they're unfounded, that the company's done nothing wrong. And having said that, of course, there have been dozens of American companies, particularly most of the banks, that were all fined for breaching sanctions against Iran. And in none of those cases were CEOs or COOs detained or arrested. So this is an unusual case, but I repeat, the company maintains that it's done absolutely nothing wrong, but we'll let the legal processes work through in Canada and the US.
The Australian government has banned Huawei from taking part in the Australian rollout of 5G. You obviously have a strong view about the contribution Huawei has made, but there are security concerns echoed around the world. Do you agree that there's cause for concern about security where Huawei is concerned as a Chinese company?
Well, look, Huawei is a very, very large company where sales last year of more than 100 billion US. We spend more than 12 billion US every year on research and development. And in 5G, most experts and commentators would say that our equipment is probably 1 to 2 years ahead of any of the global competitors. I guess what security agencies look at is it's a Chinese company. It's dominant in terms of this technology, and they weigh up the security risks of that. From our perspective, we've got a clean record over 35 years of operation as a company. We've never misused information. There's never been a case in the world where we've misused information. And we certainly believe that our equipment would drive down costs and improve efficiencies right across the Australian economy and indeed the global economy. But we've always respected the right of governments, Australian governments or any other governments, to make decisions on the basis of what they say as national security issues. So we're disappointed that we can't participate, but we always respect the decisions that governments make.
It is a unique company in the sense that it is Chinese. Its base is in China. The Chinese Communist Party has a very particular overarching dominance over any other legal concerns when it comes to the operation of companies in its jurisdiction or stemming from its jurisdiction. Do you accept that interpretation, which many people put on around the concerns about Huawei?
I accept that they're legitimate questions to ask, but I'd say from the company's perspective, yes, it's true we're Chinese, but we're not a state-owned enterprise. We're owned by our employees. There are 90,000 employees who have shares in the company. We have sales of more than 100 billion. And frankly, if we ever passed on information from our customers to the Chinese government, it would be the end of our business. And given that the company is so successful and it's owned by 90,000 employees, none of those employees has any interest in any time at taking any action that would see the demise of the company.
So we take
a very different view.
Of course, now, though, your management, the CEO, the CFO, have been accused of systematically lying to the FBI and pretty much everybody else in the US that's been investigating them. Does that change your perspective?
No, look, and let me come to... Look, I'm not. It's not my role, really, to speak about you know, US litigation. But just to make it very clear, as many prominent world commentators have made, that in the US, the sanctions that were applied against Iran, there have been dozens, literally dozens and dozens and dozens of US companies, predominantly banks, that were fined for apparently breaching those sanctions. But in no case did those CEOs or COOs get called before the courts in the way that Madam Meng has in Canada.
John Brumby, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Linda.
John Brumby, the former Victorian Premier, of course, and a Huawei board member, now retiring from that position after 8 years.